Well, last year I received an email from a man who was really angry with me because I wasn't able to speak at an event that he was hosting. I turned down the invitation because it conflicted with a family birthday. The email was mean-spirited and jam-packed with personal attacks. My gremlins were having a field day. Rather than replying, I decided to forward it to my husband, along with a little note telling him exactly what I thought about this guy and his email. I needed to discharge my shame and anger. Trust me, it was not good girl email. I can neither confirm nor deny using the word horseshit. Twice. I hit reply instead of forward. The second my Mac laptop made the airplane swishing sound that it makes when you hit the send button, I screamed, "Come back! Please come back!" I was still staring at the screen, totally immobilized by shame, layered on shame, when the man fired back a response along the lines of, "Aha! I knew it! You are a horrible person! You're not wholehearted! You suck!" The shame attack was already in full swing. My mouth was dry, time was slowing down, and I was seeing tunnel vision. I struggled to swallow as the gremlins started whispering, "You do suck. How could you be so stupid?" They always know exactly what to say. As soon as I could catch my breath, I started murmuring, "Pain, pain, 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 pain." This strategy is the brainchild of Caroline, a woman whom I interviewed early in my research and then a couple of years later, after she had been practicing shame resilience. Caroline told me that whenever she felt shame, she'd immediately start repeating the word pain aloud. Pain, 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 pain. She told me, "I'm sure it sounds crazy and I probably look like a nut, but for some reason, it really works." Of course it works. It's a brilliant way to get out of lizard brain survival mode and pull that prefrontal cortex back online. After 1 or 2 minutes of pain chanting, I took a deep breath and tried to focus myself. I thought, "Okay, shame attack. I'm okay. What's next? I can do this."